This is KUT. Austin startups say the federal health insurance marketplace has been a big help in the past few years. It's helped companies recruit talent and has provided their workers some security. But some tech industry leaders here are worried that could change. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
Mason Hale started a small tech company in Austin about 6 years ago. It's called Swimtopia. It's a website that helps people manage competitive swim teams.
Most people aren't aware of like how complicated it is, but most teams are over 100 kids and keeping track week by week who's going to be at the meet, who's not, what events they're going to swim.
Hale's startup helps keep track of all this for teams in about 40 states, but it's still a small company. It has 6 employees right now, a mix of full-time and part-time. And like other startups, getting off the ground has been a slog. Hale says it's a lot of work and a lot of risk.
And that's terrifying enough without having to worry about healthcare.
Hale says this one big thing has changed since he started Swimtopia. Before Obamacare, Hale's company was too small to get a good insurance rate for him or anyone he hired. But because of the law, the federal government created a health insurance exchange. It's been running in Texas for about 4 years now. Through it, insurance companies sell plans directly to consumers. It gives people like Hale the ability to buy insurance while they build a business.
It really gets down to this idea of personal freedom, like you have having the freedom to go start something new, to go take a risk, really kind of to pursue that American dream, where for a lot of people they're chained to their job because they have to have healthcare, or at least they were. And I'm concerned about the idea of going back to the way it was.
Republicans in Congress say they plan on repealing Obamacare. They've said they might replace it with something else, but they haven't said what that will be. In the meantime, folks like Hale are afraid this could stymie innovation in places like Austin, which hosted a lot of startups during the Obama years. And the main reason is that Obamacare made it easier for people like Hale to recruit people like Andrew Ikey.
I am a video game developer here in Austin, Texas.
Ikey now works for a virtual reality startup. This is the second startup he's worked for so far. But before this, he says he worked for a huge consulting company. Ikey says it was only after Obamacare that he even considered working in startups.
That's one of probably the biggest factors that gave me the confidence to leave, you know, the safety net of Booz Allen Hamilton, which had fantastic benefits, and go into the startup world.
Ikey says a lot of talent has flowed through Austin since the marketplace started. He adds that being able to bring the right people in early makes those startups more successful in the long run.
Startups aren't just their founders, right? They're founders, and then they're like the first 5 or 10 people that are willing to quit their job and follow the founder.
Both Ikey and Mason Hale say convincing people to leave behind their jobs and benefits and come work for an Austin startup could be a whole lot harder if the option of getting health insurance is taken off the table. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.